feel like we should all be asking for something more.
I'm going to drink more booze.
That seems like a thing.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, same.
Right. You guys, I plan for the apocalypse poorly. I bought like $400 worth of groceries, and none of it was Dr. Pepper. I know.
No.
I forgot. By the way, buckle up for the sex. This is the After All Nothing podcast. Sorry, Jenna. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
I'm Jenna.
Okay, Jenna, go back.
Yeah, no. Never mind. I told you the timing was off, James. Like, you can't, there's leg, okay? I didn't realize it was that much leg. Jesus fuck. No, but I seriously spent over $400 in groceries. And a lot of it was stuff that I was, like, going to stock up on eventually anyway. But
rice,
opportunity.
Condoms, you know.
Right. Yeah. So... Yeah, but I didn't buy any Dr. Pepper because I'm stupid and forgot about Dr. Pepper. And how dare I?
How are you going to buy Dr. Tiki's?
I'm not Dr. Tiki. The leg is killing me.
So what I'm demonstrating to our dear listeners there is the fact that all three of us are in our remote bunkers. recording this over Facebook Messenger, and so we are not exactly synced up.
We never are, but it's especially noticeable.
Yeah,
now.
Exactly. So, in case anybody was wondering why we're not social distancing, we are.
Yeah, we are. Social distancing the fuck out of this podcast.
Thankfully, I'm social distancing in the AON labs where the booze is.
Oh. I did also stock up on booze for the apocalypse. So I'm good there. I don't know what this is. I'm going to call it a mocha Russian. Because it is.
A mulatto Russian?
No, that's racist. I did a show about that. Well, I directed a show about that.
Yep.
We can't put it on a marquee, Salsa, God damn it.
Yep.
No, because it has Kahlua and half and half, right? Mm-hmm. But like special non-dairy half and half. And then
two-thirds.
Creme de cacao. So it's got the chocolate, right? So it's like a mocha Russian. I also added a little bit of a maraschino liqueur. And, of course, some vodka because vodka. So I'm on my second one, so y'all better catch up.
I had a gin and tonic with lunch, and I'm having a glass of scotch now. So.
Ooh. Salsa has the scotch.
I just said that I'm in the AON laboratory.
I didn't register until now that Salsa... has all of the scotch.
Not this delicious sandwich.
No. What? Don't wave your sandwich at me.
James, I will spin your sandwich and raise you the creme brulee that I made.
Oh, I saw.
I did see that. That looked really good. I can't have it.
Yeah.
So it was just as good for me either way, but glad you got that.
It was real good.
Were we unsynced for you?
Uh-huh.
Excellent.
The wonders of modern technology.
I'm so happy right now. We are always this out of sync with each other. But now it is like tangible.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
bring me a delicious sandwich and shove me in here with booze.
She's pretty good to you, yeah.
James, are you going to be eating while we're recording?
Well, at least he's not like crinkling paper at this time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. I am so angry that you have the sound box and I do not.
I have everything. I have the booze and the sound box and the trophy. I have everything.
My trophy! No. Oh my god, no!
Slip hand that orangutan!
Oh my god, that orangutan! Oh. All right, we're gonna have to schedule a drop. We're gonna have to do it. I will come pick that up. But if this bullshit is gonna go on for more than like another week, I need my goddamn trophy, or I will find a way to long distance kill you.
Yes, that's also fair. This is a hazard to everyone.
It really is.
Anyway, what y'all been up to?
Nothing.
Yeah, I know, right?
Staring at people. I actually, okay, no, I kind of did do a big thing. I created a Facebook group called Minnesota Twin Cities Virtual Stage. So, like, I think it was, like, Wednesday.
Adam?
I was trying to figure out who was doing... It was Wednesday, for sure. Because there were
three different friends of mine that were doing three different live casts at three different times.
Uh-oh. Hold on. We're experiencing technical difficulties.
Well, I can't hear them either. So.
Yay!
Are we still recording? Did that
yes,
fuck
we
up
are.
Our
phone? Yep.
Okay, good. So anyway.
Don't worry. It's okay. I told them we're having technical those things.
But was I still talking?
Yes.
I'm going to go back and start over. So anyway. So no, on Wednesday, a few of my friends were doing like live stream events. But I didn't know who was doing what when. And I was getting really confused and trying to follow up and pay attention to who was doing what where. So I created a Facebook group called Minnesota Twin Cities Virtual Stage. And it is a place where performers who are doing Facebook Live or any kind of live streaming event of their performance can just post a link to their event. And if it's a Facebook event, it actually automatically lists in the events area of that group, which is fantastic. Otherwise, people are allowed to create events in that group so that it basically creates a schedule of what's happening, which day at what time. And you can just be like, I wonder what's on my live stream TV and go look at the schedule and then click on something and go see stuff. So I started that on Wednesday. Today is Monday, and I believe I have... I know it's over 600 members.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know, right? Like, holy fuck. But I know it's over 600. I don't know if it's at 700 yet. She says, like, she expects it to hit that. It's totally going to hit that. You guys, I'm amazing. I'm a genius. But
you are.
But basically... Like, so people are like, oh, God, that was really smart. And I'm like, I'm lazy, and I wanted all of the events to come to me in one centralized area, so I just made it. Oh, that's so smart. No, I'm lazy. I'm lazy, you guys. I'm really lazy.
I mean, that's why Fearless Comedy became a thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's because we all kind of looked around and went, well, nobody else is making shit. We might as well do it.
Right. And then suddenly everybody else is making shit. Now it's just too much and it's all passe, blah, 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 whatever. But I got to stop showing us your nipples, Salsa. You're worse than Joe. And that's really impressive. Do you know how often my boyfriend shows off his nipples? God damn it, James.
Pew, pew, but,
no,
pew.
No, stop
pew,
it.
Pew, pew, pew.
Not,
pew,
no.
Pew.
No. We're going to have to get Joe on here. So that he can show off his nipples.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. No. No, I didn't think this through at all. Maybe you can just have nipple wars. I'm going to go. We'll call Joe. We'll get him on here. And y'all can just show each other your nipples for like an hour and a half. I'm sure that'll make great podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Nipplecast.
Oh, no.
Hosts, Salsa,
no.
James, and Joe.
He would do that. He would.
Seems likely, yeah. Story checks out.
Just every week we all get together and point nipples at each other for 20 minutes.
I had a date like that once. Anyway. So I created a virtual stage Facebook group. That's really popular and doing well. And then I've been working from home. I went grocery shopping twice, which I know is outside of the whole social distancing thing. Like you should only go once a week, but I went once with Joe who needed to go and then once with my brother who needed to go. And I'm his only way of going to the grocery store. So, yeah, I did that. My favorite thing about going grocery shopping with Joe is, number one, he does exactly what I do because neither one of us likes spending time at a grocery store. So he writes a list and then we follow the list and then we're done. And it's amazing. But the other thing is, we're shopping and he went to just check out the beef jerky. And he's like, oh, sure, everybody's racist against the Asians, but there's no teriyaki beef jerky left. Fuck you guys. And sure enough, there were like three things where teriyaki beef jerky would have been that weren't anymore. Yeah. But it's really weird. I will say, having gone grocery shopping twice, because I did one in Minneapolis proper and one in Fridley. Different areas run out of different things. Like some things are the same, like flour was virtually gone at both places, right? Oh. Toilet paper, any kind of cleaning thing, obviously poof, whatever. Stop showing us your toilet paper, James. That's weird. No, stop showing us your nipples. Go back to the toilet paper.
Why do you have that in your living room?
I'm not in my living room.
Why do you have that in whatever room you happen to be in?
I think it's his bedroom, and don't ask questions, Salka.
Why is there a bottle of lotion right next to it?
Oh, my God. Salsa, I'll tell you when you're older.
Okay.
No, God, James. Oh, my friendship with you just vomited. All right. Oh, fuck.
I was going to lean back and then say it slowly, but
the joke's
already there.
Way worse. This is really bad with you in your bedroom, James.
I mean,
I'm just going to say.
She's already saying it pretty slowly, but.
Oh. No. Don't aim the camera at your crotch. The fuck? What's wrong with you?
I know.
Do you? Do you really? I want to know, Salsa, what's wrong with James?
He's James.
Oh, no, that's fair.
That's a good point.
Yeah, no, it's taken us like, what, 50, 70 episodes to finally get to it, but we figured it out. Good job all around.
Everybody gets a bonus.
Let's see. Double nothing. Carry the one. Nope, that's still nothing. All right. you're welcome, Firefly fans. It's never coming back. I think I just said that. But no, it is going back to the grocery store thing. It's interesting to see what people consider necessities in various areas. Because beans, rice, flour in Fridley, all gone. In the area that I live in the Cub over like Lake and Hennepin Cub, you would think beans, but you would be wrong. There were so many beans available still. And I'm like looking around at my Mexican neighbors, like, you guys, did you? And then I thought about it some more and I went, oh, my Mexican neighbors are not shopping at Cub.
No.
They're shopping at all of these other little tiny markets that are in the area.
Yeah, the Mercados. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if y'all need beans, and or rice.
Well, also, they probably already have them.
Well, yeah, there's that too. Like, flour was still just kind of gone.
There.
But yeah, like I realized that my neighbors are not shopping at Cub. because Americanos, the little markets, right?
Yep.
So, yeah, that was cool. Also, y'all need toilet paper. Apparently, the little markets are the way to go.
Whoa, yeah.
I love going in those places. They're fantastic.
It's so good. Here's the thing. Okay. So, I'm going to tell two stories. So, yes, I'm making this all about me. It's adorable. Let's continue. So, you know, like we do, like I do. So I'm backing all the way up to when I was pregnant. So when I was pregnant with Jessa, the place that I worked at had, it was like a 13-story office building in downtown St. Paul. And the first floor was a cafeteria run by some Mexicans, lovely people. And I kept coming through, and every day I would get chili. Because when I was pregnant with Jessa, she just craved spicy foods. She was just like, nope, everything hot, come on. And then I had heartburn, and she was like, why are you doing that? I'm like, I'm eating tons as fast as I can, goddammit. Anyway, but she craved spicy foods, and she loved the chili that they had in the cafeteria. So every day for lunch, I would go down, and I would get, you know, like 15 other things besides because I was pregnant, but also I would get chili. And there was one day I didn't have any cash on me, so I didn't go down to the cafeteria. Mm-hmm. And about 2 o'clock that afternoon, one of the Mexican ladies from the cafeteria downstairs came upstairs to my cube and gave me a bowl of chili. And I was like, I didn't get any money. And she was like, No, baby wants chili, baby get chili.
Oh,
it's like, oh my God. But this is a part of the culture, right? Like this is an example. If I was on the bus, the people that would always get up for my pregnant ass were the healthy young Mexican boys. Pretty much anybody except for white people, actually. Let's be clear. but like everybody in that culture was extra nice to me when I was pregnant. But there is still a culture of even though I'm not pregnant, like being nice to women and being like complimentary. Mm-hmm. So like anytime I go to the local market, they're all just really nice to me. I'm like, it's so sweet. And they're like, can I help you with anything? Like anything. You want me to get that? Can I get this off the top shelf for you? And I'm like, you guys are so nice. Oh my God. You're so nice. And I'm so short. Yes, please. You know what I mean? So yeah, no, I love shopping at the little markets. And I just realized like earlier today, I'm like, oh, I could just go to the little markets and get some fucking toilet paper. Right.
I was similarly surprised. I was trying to get some groceries, things that I thought that no one would ever run out of, like Spam.
Oh my God, there's no Spam.
I stopped in three separate places to check, including Aldi, which was almost fully stocked on a lot of different things that I consider to be staples. They still had fresh vegetables. They still had meats. They still had cheeses. They still had milk and eggs, right? They were out of toilet paper, and I was down to my last roll. So I was starting to panic, but you know, you have maybe like 2 days or so.
Do you have a bidet?
No.
The time is now, James.
Yes, I should get one.
Elsa is so excited on the video screen right now.
So I have promised my landlord that I will not do any plumbing projects on my own.
It's not plumbing.
I know.
Whoa. This is James.
Also that.
James
so,
has a way of overcomplicating making a sandwich.
That thing is going to be like 5,000 pounds, indestructible, and it's going to have a ramp. So
Is it going to have a ramp or a
floor? It's like a foot plate with like a gentle rise to the, yes. I stopped at a local place here on the corner of my block, I stopped at a tiny, tiny place, and they are hip deep in rice, spam, hot sauce, like canned foods of every kind. There, I had my selection of toilet paper.
Did you get to like hold your nose up into the air and be like, yes, but what about this toilet paper?
No, I was like, I can wipe my ass with this, and I bought some.
Okay, no, that's fair. That's fair.
Yeah, well, and I would. The thing was, I kept remembering that I was out of things, and then traveling back there. So I was there within one day, about four times, I want to say.
So you immediately went from shopper to that creepy guy who keeps coming back.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
I did actually have a date like that once.
Yeah.
There is a place, we pass it on our way to drop off my son at daycare, but it's on Lake Street.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of these Mercados that also has a carniceria.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. So you go in there and you just get...
Mm-hmm.
Jenna's looking confused.
I'm sure I'll know it once you actually describe it to me, but I don't... Quesaria?
Carniceria.
The butcher shop.
Oh, okay. Yeah, thank you.
So you get just like the pork loins that you get in there are just amazing, and you cook them up.
Wait, is that the one on 38th?
Bloomington.
On 38th?
Lake in Bloomington.
You're thinking of that hamburger shop that Salsa talked about.
No, I'm not thinking of the goddamn hamburger shop, you son of a bitch. No, there's a market. I think it's Cedar and 38th, actually, that Joe goes to all the time.
Okay.
Because they have the best meats.
Mm.
And Joe is a meat connoisseur, so that's where he goes.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Anyway, continue.
But yeah, there's a bunch of them up and down there. Mm-hmm. Lake Street there. But anyway, you go in there and they just got fresh meat that's amazing, and like James said, they've got the hot sauces and the beans and the rice and all that stuff that you're just like, I'm gonna make the shit out of these tacos and eat them and be happy.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed shopping there, and the people that own that tiny market were super, super nice about, like, I was like, oh, you have all of these things, and he was like, yes. <Of course. laughs> People want to buy them.
Oddly enough, that's why we're in business.
Well then, buddy.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I am reminded to tell you that not only did Bryn make me a delicious sandwich and a drink, the drink that she made me is a White Russian by some coincidence.
Oh, my God. Salsa, what are you drinking?
Scotch.
Oh, that's right.
I poured by myself, James.
I repressed it. I repressed the scotch.
Yeah. You did pour it for yourself.
Yay.
Instead of having my woman make me a sandwich.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
The weird thing is, I think, Salsa, you're the one that's going to be in trouble for this.
That's weird and accurate, yeah. No, what the fuck, Salsa? What the fuck is your problem?
What the fuck? He's the one who was just like, she made me these.
She did. It was really nice of her.
I'm calling him out on it.
Look,
I made my own creme brulee. Thank you very much.
The thing about feminism is you get to choose, all right? You get to choose if you're going to make somebody a sandwich or not, all right? It's about choice. Don't try to pigeonhole feminism into not making sandwiches.
I'm just saying, if you're going to do something like that, just pick the least stereotypical thing to possibly fucking
do. It is pretty
do.
Fucking stereotypical. Yeah. So, James? Tell Bryn that she's being a stereotype and see how far that gets you.
Nope. I'll let Salsa do that if she's in trouble.
Good choice. Yeah. So anyway, what else have y'all been up to?
I saw a Reverend Matt show.
I did too. From Joe's Couch.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was very exciting. It was amazing to... We were on a double date with some people, and also had a bunch of friends watching it. The double date was virtual. We were sitting on our couch. We were playing Animal Crossing and sending photos of a recent puzzle thing that happened that I'll talk about in a moment. And there was another couple that was Skyping in to talk to us, and all four of us were watching the live stream of Reverend Matt, and that was real fucking good. They said almost as much as we love watching this show, because they had never seen him before.
Oh,
they said, we love watching your reactions. We'll just suddenly see you guys freak out like 2 seconds ahead of the joke arriving here, and we'll know that it's a good one.
That's awesome. That's fucking adorable. I
mean, yeah. That is really why we invite you to shows, James, is because of your reactions.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm told.
Yeah, yeah.
But then the puzzle thing, somebody, a friend of the podcast, Jess, who gave us the Bjork, was kind enough to bring over an extraordinarily inexpensive puzzle to put together of a Saturday. And it is a terrifying, like, weird Stockholm Syndrome Beauty and the Beast puzzle. And I will ordinarily defend the non-Stockholmness of Beauty and the Beast, but this puzzle was terrifying. Like, flat out, they could not have made it worse without it being caught by the people in QA. Like, the quality assurance people would have been like, no. All they had to do was add one thing, and we don't even know what it was that they could have added to make it worse. But it was like, it just was terrible. But we had a blast putting it together, and then my new favorite thing to do is to reenact the puzzle to the best of our ability and take a photo of us doing that and post it with the photo of the completed puzzle. And so that's up on my Facebook, and I will send those photos also to Salsa so that they may appear. I'm going to make sure that I have permission to do so, but
right. I would check first.
You already shared them on Facebook. I would think that.
But as like friends only, or as like
that's true.
Different things.
Yeah. So I will check and make sure that I can send them. But it was super fun. Like, we spent easily as much time reenacting the photo and trying to get it absolutely perfect as we did putting the fucking puzzle together.
I believe special
makeup was done.
So anyway. it did actually bring to mind a thing.
Yes.
So there is a place that the three of us have worked at various times in our lives. And for a while at this place, I was a programmer specifically for local advertising stuff. So we would have local advertisers to whatever channel that were like, hey, I want this page here. I want an ad page about like a realty place wanting to like have like a house ad or a thing. There was a very specific slideshow that I built off of zero knowledge of how to build a fucking slideshow to make those things go. But at one point, I was asked to make this ad page for Sesame Street Live.
Oh.
And I got all of the images and I got everything from design and I put it all on the page. And I don't look at what I'm putting on the page. I just go, okay, is this this? Is this this? Great. I put it all on the page. Half an hour later, I am told I absolutely must take down this page. And what did I do? One of the designers had used some stock photos. Put this together, like just placement holder photos. Was not Sesame Street, but was Avenue Q. There may have been smoking puppets and whorish puppets.
Ooh, well,
and non-appropriate puppets of the Muppet variety, but not actually Muppets because they weren't Jim Henson, obviously.
Sure,
they were
sure.
Avenue Q. So these were puppets that looked very similar to Muppets, but were not at all similar to Muppets. I think one of them was holding like a bottle of whiskey or something. Like it was just not. Yeah. So you were talking about like, how did this ever get past Q&A or QA? Yep. That's why everybody should have a QA department, because we did not.
So that you don't end up with an Avenue Q coming from QA.
James, you're not even in the same building as me, but get the fuck out.
No, that wasn't good.
No, come back. He doesn't have the headphones on. He can't hear me yelling at him. God damn it, this sucks.
I heard a lot of noise coming from this headset. What's going on?
I hate you so much, you son of a bitch. You're the worst. I'm just gonna cry. I'm fine. I'm gonna drink this booze.
How about we take a break?
I don't have my trophy or my orangutan to clutch. Like, you guys don't know. You guys don't know, all right?
How about we take a break so Jenna can drink and we can cleanse our collective brain palates a little bit.
All right. I missed that fart cupboard.
Okay.
Now you are trapped in your room with your own farts. This pleases me.
We'll be right back.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Been recording this whole time.
God damn it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
I'm Jenna. Also, I'm mad at James.
This is okay. This is normal.
I'm mad at James because he made a donation.
This is less normal.
Well, hold on. I processed the cash donation that my parents made.
I can't even be mad at your parents. They're really nice. God damn it.
Will you be mad at James? I'm okay with this.
So there's a fundraiser. This is the last week, by the way, for those of you following along for the fundraisers for Fearless, the challenges that are happening this week. And James made a donation to Jason Edstrom's Fearless thing.
Uh-huh.
His parents.
My parents made a donation.
Apparently, James made a donation.
Did you just say a God damn it. Get out. No! Oh, God, I can't.
No, she didn't say get them out.
This is angering. I can't do anything about this. I can't threaten you guys with bodily harm. I can't. The son of a bitch.
You remember that scene in The Godfather where the guy wakes up next to the horse head? We're going to have that problem, but it's going to be horse nipples.
See, Salsa, you showed me that trophy, but the trophy is over there.
Yes, this is inherently the problem.
Sucker. As Salsa slowly moves away from the screen. Anyway, so James's parents made a donation via James to Jason's fundraiser to get me to take improv classes.
Yes.
Which means, according to the rules established, we are $265 away from me having to take improv classes.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the fundraiser goes for the next few days.
Mm-hmm.
So I might not have to take improv classes.
Hmm.
I'm getting a little nervous.
Good. Nervous is good.
But yeah, I don't. Did you disappear down the side of your window and then pop up through? Wait, you disappeared at the bottom of your window and then came in through the side. This is like a weird clown act.
So my wife has also been working from home, and her office has been the dining room table.
Oh, sure.
And she's been doing video conferences and stuff. And so occasionally I will need to go check on the kids or go to the bathroom or whatever it is that I needed to go do. And whenever I walk through the dining room and my wife is on a video conference with one of her colleagues, I make my drive-by interesting.
Yes.
Oh, yeah?
Never anything unprofessional or you know, uncouth. But like,
have you escalated
so far?
I have canoed past.
Oh, good.
Better than canoodling past.
I have gone backwards.
Mm-hmm.
That one was a fun one. I did escalator down once.
Yes.
So yeah.
All is forgiven.
Mm-hmm. All.
Some is forgiven.
She was in a meeting with two of her colleagues, and one of them thought it was hilarious, and the other one was Mr. Grumpy Pants. And
oh,
yeah.
So anyway, what was I rambling about? Oh yeah, so I might have to go take improv. I don't know yet.
That is what we are hoping.
Well, $265 will get me improv classes, so. Mm-hmm.
I am not sympathetic at all, because James and I also have already done a thing. Well, we'll.
Yeah, you guys have made your goal.
We made our, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. We did indeed
make our
goal. James and I will be doing our tattoos.
Yay!
Yes, we will.
As well as Bree. She will also be getting a tattoo with
us.
Yay!
It is quite exciting.
But yes, I'm very happy for you guys, actually.
Like, so basically that's what I'm saying is James and I have already hit our goal. So all of your money should be now going to Jenna. It's all of the money that would be any three of us would be getting money, but now it's all just to Jenna.
Yes, please.
I can't even argue this, but I really want to. Like, I'm conflicted right now, because on the one hand, money for Fearless. On the other hand, improv classes.
Mm.
I'm angry about this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to do. I'm conflicted. I'm conflicted, you guys.
I mean, I know what to do.
Yeah?
Donate money to Jenna.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah, that is the correct thing.
To Jason, actually, I should say.
Well, I mean, to clarify, the goal is if we... So I raised over $500. So that means that Jason has to take improv classes. If we collectively raise $1,000, we both have to take improv
classes. So it doesn't really matter who gets the money.
It really doesn't matter who. It's easier to figure out.
So for bragging rights, you want to raise more money.
I would love to raise, let me see, if he's raised, I would love to raise enough money to put us at $995.
Hmm.
That way, when I make my $5 donation, it hurts even more.
Oh, you son of a bitch. God damn it, no. No. Fuck.
This pleases me.
I hate everything. I hate everything.
So
anyway, yes, please do donate to Fearless. There are still a variety of ways to do that. Not just being a jerk face and making me go to improv classes.
It's not being a jerk face. Mm-hmm. It's being helpful.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have. You really, really shouldn't have. But there are other events still going on. There's a list of challenges. You can find those at dielaughingmarathon.com. But wait, there's more.
Gasp.
The Fearless Silent Auction is now live. And it has been. And there are some really awesome things in our
fucking
silent
amazing
auction. Mav did an outstanding job. Thank you, Mav. The only way Mav could make me happier right now if he insulted Salsa some more.
Let me see if I can arrange this.
I enjoy, yes, please.
are you messing with him
dearest,
right now?
My dearest Mav.
Tell him to send a fast five too.
Oh, do we still need fast fives? Hold on a second. Okay. No.
I'm sending a thing right now, so we won't need it. So it's
Okay. But we still need them in general, so please do.
Yes,
But send two emails. What? No, I'll save that for later.
One plus two plus...
As a side note, okay, I'm setting aside the silent auction for just a second. Silent auction for just a second. So I've been doing some Facebook Live things. About 10:30 Monday through Friday, I've been doing a coffee break because I need it. And the first time I tried to do this coffee break thing, number one, I got a new microphone and I don't know how the fuck that works. I think I've got it figured out now. But the other thing that happened is I'm doing this and I'm getting comments from people as I'm doing my Facebook Live. And it's people like Mud and Mav being like, do a fast five. And I am like, I'm not my podcast. I am not apropos of nothing. I am Jetta Young. I am my own individual.
King of the Phoenix.
Jenna Young, King of the Phoenix. Anyway, I did encourage people, if they wanted Fast Fives answered, that they should send them to salsa at aonpodcast.com. Do that. Because my Facebook Live is not the place for them. I will not answer them there. You must send them here to be answered. All right, so going back to Silent Auction is open. Mav has put together an outstanding Silent Auction with things like football jerseys, signed football jerseys for people that care about sports ball. There's a hockey jersey. Is it a hockey jersey? I think
there
it is.
I've been telling a lot of my sports friends about this. So there is a Devin Dubnyk jersey signed Devin Dubnyk jersey, who's the goalie for the Wild. There is a signed Adam Thielen jersey, who's a Viking. There's a signed Kyle Rudolph jersey, who's also a Viking. And if you're into baseball, we have a jersey that is signed by the cast of The Sandlot.
Yes. Which is baseball you can watch right now.
Sure. It's a movie, James. It's not an actual... Oh, okay. Okay. So, but yeah, so there's jerseys available. There's a whole bunch of memberships for Fight or Flight Academy. There's like 10 of them. And that's like $150 value for like a 1 month membership, and it's fucking outstanding. So go check those out. I'm currently in a bidding war with Duck over a crocheted scarf by Melissa Karcher.
It is
a little mammal that is a pocket for a scarf. And you pull the scarf out of its mouth, and it looks like it's vomiting a rainbow. So it's a rainbow scarf. I want this so bad, and Duck is being such a jerk about it.
Yeah.
My wife is actually also bidding on that.
Oh, God damn it.
I think she, as of yesterday, she said she had the high bid at the moment. So.
I'm going to have to fight her, and I don't want to fight her, because we grew up together. And that's, it's like fighting your sister, but in a not fun sibling way.
The one I'm actually kind of ridiculously excited about is the sandbox.
I know.
Whoa, yeah.
So
talk about
picture this. Picture this, dear listener. Tonka trucks, but they're real. And you get to play with them.
That's a better pitch it's than I had.
Like a real fucking backhoe and a real fucking dump truck. And they're just like,
what did you call me?
Here's a sand pit. Have fun.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I know. They have the digger things. What are the digger things? They're just like the
backhoes.
Is that a backhoe?
That's a backhoe.
That's what I thought I was the backhoe. Okay, so. I loved watching the both of you not say anything to that. anyway, no. So like those digger claw things, like for me, growing up at the playgrounds, you have those two lever things that you could do to dig a hole. Like you would sit in the seat and then you have two levers and it was like a digger claw thing. I'm doing physical gestures, which I know doesn't help anybody listening at all.
TM management.
Yeah. But yeah, so like like that, but like actually. Salsa, stop mining. Like that doesn't help our listeners or us. He just got blown away by the wind, and the best part is that he bumped the bar so the camera shook.
They probably heard it too.
Yeah, I don't think that was intentional, but it was hilarious for James and I. All right, James, what do you
James?
No, it just looks like you're moving the camera, James.
He's copying.
James, don't be salsa. I mean,
anyway, you were saying.
So like the digger claw thingies. Just like that. There's also like there's a whole bunch of stuff that Mav was able to pull together, and I recommend checking it out. You can find the silent auction also at dielaughingmarathon.com. You think you're clever, James. I appreciate that. But no, dielaughingmarathon.com. Has a page for the challenges, some of which have been met, some of which have not.
Yeah.
And has a direct link to the silent auction. So dielaughingmarathon.com for all of your fearless fundraising needs. Definitely check out the silent auction, place a couple of bids to support local theater in a time where local theater is just trying to maintain until we can produce shit again. So...
Yeah.
Yes, please, and thank you. I don't know if that's what we were going to talk about during the second part, but you know.
I mean, it is now.
James started with being a jerk face, so this is his fault.
Huh. I'm not going to lie. The Devin Dubnyk jersey. If no one bids on it by Friday, I'm absolutely snapping.
Why wouldn't you?
I know, right?
Well, and the fundraisers go, I think most of them are set to end sometime on Friday. Mm-hmm. Right. So you should get your donations for those fundraiser challenges in by Thursday. But the silent auction runs until midday on Sunday.
Okay.
So yeah, those are your timelines. So if you get paid on Friday,
mm-hmm.
And you have a little bit of cash, you can donate some of that now to the challenges and then bid on some swank stuff.
Yep.
After you get paid.
But first, you need to funnel all of the AON money that was going to be donated to the three of us right into Jenna's account.
No.
As one does.
Son of a bitch. God damn it.
That way, Jenna has to do improv. Also, one of the things that you can auction off is a guest spot on this podcast. So,
what?
That's a thing.
I think Matt is the highest bidder right now.
That doesn't surprise me.
This pleases
me. So, Mud, if you want to anger Matt.
Oh, shit. Get
inter-office combat going
mm-hmm.
on.
I know, right?
Also, try. We've obviously figured out how to have people on the podcast who are not local.
Yes, it's true.
That's true.
We would have to mail you the swag bag, but yeah.
Yeah, we can do that. We're probably going to have to do it even if they're local regardless at this point. So
right.
Yeah.
Wah, wah, wah. Apocalypse joke.
I get this.
I mean, to be fair, if you are going to be living in a post-apocalyptic wasteland, you might as well look good in an AON shirt doing it.
Our t-shirts are super comfy, you guys.
Yep.
They are really comfy.
Whoa,
like my daughter
is
super particular about her t-shirts. Like she's super touch sensitive and she fucking loves our t-shirt.
It is one of my favorite t-shirts as well.
Yeah.
Anyway. No, that's what we've been doing instead of doing Die Laughing.
Man.
Yeah. I've been playing Animal Crossing.
Oh, you're one of those people.
Yes. As loath as I might be to jump on any bandwagons, this one was playing some really catchy fucking music.
Oh. Well, that's the best reason to play a game.
So what? I introduced my kids to Katamari yesterday.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. It's so good. It's pure goodness.
It is so much happiness. And my son, I went to the tutorial level that doesn't have a timer. And
yeah.
My son immediately just picked up everything. Like, my daughter is like, the exit's over there. And he's like, I'm getting everything. And so because he picked up everything, he had this huge ball. And then it was my daughter's turn. And so she immediately, like, the door opened and she was like, that's the exit. And off she went. And so she went to the exit. And I was like, you do realize if you leave now, you're going to have a smaller ball. And she was like, oh, okay, yeah, whatever. And she leaves, and then they get to the scoring part, and she's got a lower score, and she immediately bursts into tears and is all depressed because she got a smaller score than her brother. And it was, we're on the tutorial level.
That reminds me, my sister and I were kind of racing through Spyro the Dragon. And she was like, oh, I'm 4 levels ahead of you. What's taking so long? And I'm like, I'm picking up all the fucking gems. I'm finding all the treasure. I'm getting all of the stuff. I'm 100% getting everything in every level. And she's like, that's fucking stupid. I'm going to see the end before you. We were, I want to say, 20 at the time. 20 and 23. But she's my older sister, and she always will be. So, And
good job.
Then when you get to the end of the game, the people in the end area, they're like, oh, good job beating the game. Now maybe you should go back and find all the treasure. And she was like, fuck you.
So what happened when you got to the end of the game, James?
They were like, wow, you're super great. Clearly better than your sister.
I really hope that exact text showed up.
That would be amazing.
That would have been amazing,
yes. If you had somehow been able to hack the console to say that, that would have been gold.
That would have been glorious, yeah. Yeah, she will never live that down either. It was really good, yeah.
What is Animal Crossing? I assume it's not like it sounds like it sounds like Frogger with more animals.
Nope. Can I interrupt for a second?
Yeah.
My first introduction to Animal Crossing was the Smash Brothers Brawl game that Jessa plays all the time. Because they bring in characters from all these other games, and one of them is Isabella. So it's this tiny little adorable dog-like thing. I want to say it's a dog. She's just beating everybody up, and I'm like, oh, this is violent. But my understanding is that that's not at all what Animal Crossing is.
No. My favorite thing about this is that...
Okay, Animal Crossing,
Doom,
not Super Smash Brothers. Got it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Doom and Animal Crossing both released roughly the same amount, at roughly the same date. And
I saw
so
that
people
video.
Were making all kinds of crossover videos between that adorable dog mayor assistant.
Yes.
And the Doom guy. Like, he's showing her how to shoot a gun, and it's, like, throwing her backward. Or he takes her, instead of taking the shotgun out, he takes her out of a holster, and then she takes two guns out of her holster.
I didn't see that one.
There has been so much crossover stuff.
What?
No. There's a brand new Doom. Doom Eternal was just released on Switch, and there's a lot of people who were doing like
crossover video things.
Oh,
like the one that
I said,
because
said
of
it was
the mixed
released
enthusiasm.
The same time as Doom, and I was like, I played that in high school.
Doom Eternal, but yes, I understand the confusion. So
I was not aware that a new Doom was also being released.
The one that I saw,
like, the first part of it was, like, the Doom character just, like, going through and, like, making holes and planting things and, like, watering flowers and shit like that, mm-hmm. like, fishing. And then it cuts to Isabella the mayor dog just mm-hmm. shooting the fuck out of everything and just slaughtering people. It was delightful.
It is amazing, and I love the crossover enthusiasm that people have.
These
two communities are incredibly supportive. So the
Corsa still doesn't know, and I kind of want to keep talking about crossover.
Me too.
I'm really fucking confused. What's going on right now?
Animal Crossing is a slice of life video game. You get a house, you pay it off, you fill it full of cool stuff that you like. You pick weeds and you plant fruit trees and take good care of your neighbors, and it's just like it's really wholesome, and I don't know, you
it's
build
like
this little island for yourself.
Way cuter,
yes,
is my understanding.
Say that again?
Or
it's like Stardew Valley except way cuter.
Or Harvest Moon.
Stardew Valley either.
You've done.
Do you know Harvest Moon?
No.
No?
What?
Okay.
I thought we talked about this. Okay.
Yeah, you make a character. That character moves to a place.
You know that me.
You buy a house, you pay it off by collecting bugs and fishing and picking weeds, and then you fill it full of fun things.
That's it?
But saying that is like saying Tetris is about moving blocks into place. It doesn't encapsulate the actual feeling of playing it.
Okay.
Yeah. There is more to it. There is like a wholesome and beautiful, very peaceful and fun aspect to it. Yeah.
right.
It's
I everybody and their fucking brother was talking about it online.
Yeah.
And I was
and the weird excitement is that if you have other friends who are playing, and if they're friends on your machine, then you can take a little airplane from your place to their place, and you can trade things with them. Like, all of the fruit trees on my island right now bear peaches.
Wait, this is an online, like,
yeah. You can. You can also just play single player.
Oh, good.
Entirely single player. Okay. But if you have friends, so not Salsa, and you play the online part of it, you go to the airport, you take the plane, you can bring back new fruit trees and all kinds of different items and things like that. It's weirdly very satisfying to play. Yeah.
I've been playing Sleeping Dogs.
Oh, sure.
Where you play a undercover police officer infiltrating the triads in Hong Kong, and you beat the shit out of people and shoot them in the face. So...
That's racist.
I mean, that's literally the plot.
Racist.
So I gotta say, my gaming experience has been drastically different than yours.
Very, very. I'm almost done with Link's Awakening. I'm playing in hero mode, which means you take double damage and healing items don't spawn. So you have to go and find permanent locations that heal you and items that you can buy from shops that will heal you. Because otherwise, ordinarily, you would just walk outside and cut some shrubs and break some pots and things like that, and healing items would appear. No, not so much. So not only do you get injured more and die more easily, but it is also harder to find healing items. But that also means that every time I do well, it's really gratifying. Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Congratulations, James, on gratifying yourself on self
with a handheld.
You interrupted. God damn.
God, we are socially distant right now. Because usually I'm just emotionally distant.
No, James, no. No.
Quit
All right. Next week we have Joe on, and the three of you can just
yell
at each other. And I'll go get another goddamn drink.
Yeah. This week on Apropos of Nipples.
No.
This week on Nipple Pro of Apropos.
No.
We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, Apropos of Nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast. Or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
Stay informed, blah, blah, blah.
Fireside chats. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fireside charts.
No, that's if you were the governor.
And we're back.
Oh, I'd make a terrible governor. I'm James.
I'm Jenna. None of us are the governor.
Thank goodness.
I don't want that job. I'm really happy with our governor, though, for the great state of Minnesota. I'm so happy with him.
Believe me, it could have been worse.
Okay. All right, old man Salsa.
Old man Salsa is the worst character.
Oh, God. Are we yep. doing? Are, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody! How about a fast five?
Fast five.
Oh, that was terribly out of sync.
It normally is. Like that's normally what we try for a little bit, but now it was like extra out of sync.
I was hoping that you'd be normally being out of sync would make it in sync this time around, but no.
Yeah. Wait, like
back, the boy band?
What?
I think James and I made the same joke, but in different ways.
And at different times.
You know why? We're not a boy band from the 90s.
What do the Backstreet Boys have to do with any of this? Anyway, today's Fast Five comes to us from The Mind of James.
Well, oh, God.
So you know it's going to be fucked.
Oh, right. God. I'm going to have to overthink everything.
There is a secret that the audience will learn later about this Fast Five. But for now, Fast Five, question one.
Ding.
Brake or diamond? That's brake spelled like the part of your car. Or diamond.
I feel like brakes are way more important.
I'm going to go diamond because they cut more things. And right now, I kind of want to cut things.
Fair enough.
He said reticently.
I chose brake. All right.
It's me, isn't it?
Not currently.
These fantastic nipples.
I mean, they could cut glass.
Then it would be diamond, yeah. Fast Five, question two. Dismiss or computer virus?
Computer virus.
Yeah?
I'm going to go with dismiss. I would like to dismiss you all.
Yeah, that's fair. I chose computer virus.
Okay.
Question number three. Branch or father?
Branch.
Branch?
Salsa's just rocking back and forth like, what the fuck?
Yes, he's trying to choose branch or father.
I'm going to go branch.
Okay, we all chose branch.
All right.
All right. Question number four.
I am pleased.
Example or tip?
You said what I thought you said, right?
Example or tip?
Tip with a P.
Yeah, with P like nipple.
Oh, so like the tip of your nipple.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going with tip.
Wait, what were the options again? I got distracted.
Example or tip?
Example.
Okay, so you both chose example. I chose...
No,
I didn't. Pardon me. I chose example. Jenna chose example. Salsa, you chose tip.
I'm going to make a tip out of you.
Tip, 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 tip. All right, question number five. Air, like the fluid, or compromise?
Air is a fluid?
Air is a fluid. Gases are fluids.
Yes.
That's why Bernoulli's principle persists in both an air and water environments.
What he said.
What were the... choices again?
Air or compromise?
I would rather compromise on my grievances than air my grievances.
Oh. Ooh. I'm going to air them. I'm going to air all of them. I'm going to air so many grievances.
This is a surprise to all of us.
I know. I like to keep you on the tips of your toes.
Womp womp.
You know, I'm both happy and sad because I want to be pushing the buttons.
Okay, I chose compromise. All right, are we ready for the context?
I mean, sure.
Okay. Context for question number one, break or diamond? Break or diamond? It is, are you the type to propose quietly and give the other person a chance to think, breaks, or when you have are you the type to have a big showy event that will push them to say yes?
Gross. Diamond. Break. Salsa, how did you propose?
I strenuously object to the phrasing of push them to accept. If she wanted to fucking say no, she could have fucking said no.
Yes, but there's a lot of pressure on someone when there's a public proposal.
But I did propose it. Well, that's because I fucking knew she was going to say yes. But I did propose at cast call, so.
Yeah. Aww. I know, right?
So Salsa chose the second one. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I chose the first. So, yeah, break. All right.
She did say that she should have known I was going to propose when her dad was at cast call.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
That's tough but fair. Yeah. Mm. All right. Question number two, dismiss or computer virus?
Oh, my God.
Do you click windows to get rid of them without reading them? Dismiss. Or are you afraid that you will hurt your computer if you don't? Read them, virus.
Read what?
Messages that come up on your computer. Or do you just fucking get rid of them?
They're in the way.
No, I think I think I pay attention to the messages. Actually, mm-hmm. I'm going to have to go virus. I don't know if it's because I'm afraid of a virus, but I do read the messages to, honestly, because I'm really bad at, like, do you want to save this? Are you sure? I'm the person that's like, if I don't read it, I will dismiss it and then lose shit. Mm-hmm. So I've trained myself to actually read the message and be like, no, I am sure.
Mm. Well, too many times I've been presented with a pop-up that says something like, you need to download this plugin in order to load this page.
And oh, God.
By reading it, I'm like, wait, this is suspect as fuck. I'm not going to do that. And save myself the hassle of having to remove a virus from my system.
Sure.
So there you go. All right. Question number three. Branch or father?
Sorry, I was a little slow on that one.
Yeah.
As per usual. Do you think you make a better legendary ancestor or a better parent?
I'm going to be a fucking legendary ancestor.
I mean, for me, this is a por que no los dos kind of situation.
Sure. But if you have to pick one.
Do I think I will be or do I want to be?
I wrote, do you think you make a better legendary ancestor or a better parent?
This is where my insecurities about my parenting come out.
Uh-huh.
I don't think anybody is like, yeah, I'm the best parent ever. And if they are, they probably aren't. yes, also. Yes. So I'm going to say legendary.
Hmm. Branch.
Yeah.
Like branch of the family tree? Sure.
I think Jessa would argue that I'm a really great parent, which is important, but like internally, like just dealing with my own insecurity stuff. I know I'm a good parent, but cause like she made it to 18 and she's not dead. So Victory is mine. Yay.
Yay.
Like decades and decades from now, I'm going to be the, like, my great grandparent was a sideshow carny in the 20s. That's going to be me.
That's true.
Solid.
I don't even have that.
Aww. I don't know that I will ever have kids or raise them other than my nephew, but I hope that there will be stories about my idiocy for many years.
Oh, no, that's guaranteed, James.
I mean, it's being recorded and put online, so.
Yeah.
Yes. For old posterior. All right. No. Example or tip? Question
Wait,
four.
Wait, you gotta say...
Question four. Example or tip?
Tip.
Is it better to give advice by doing the thing correctly, perhaps even pointedly, in front of the other person, or by telling them directly how to do it?
I try to lead by example, but not pointedly. I'm not like, and this is how you should be doing it. I'm like, okay, so I'm going to do the thing. And hopefully other people will be like, oh, hey, look, she's doing the thing, and then do the thing. But like, I guess I kind of leave that to everybody's own judgment as what their capabilities are. So I'm not, I don't know, but I also give a lot of advice because people ask me for advice. So I don't I don't know, man. Overall, just be a good person, and hopefully other people are good people, too. This one's confusing to me. I'm having a breakdown.
I mean, the whole idea behind pedagogy is that people learn differently, and so you modify your teaching style to fit the way they learn. Yeah. So I feel like this really depends on what is being taught and who is being taught.
Well, the example that I had in mind is, for example, if you see someone littering... or not putting a cart back, or doing something
that fucker
is...
and punch him in the face.
So you're going with tip.
I don't know. Was that tip?
I feel like that's
more direct.
I watched somebody do that when I had stopped at a gas station. I was pumping gas, and I watched somebody litter out of their window and then start to drive off. And they got stuck in traffic, so they couldn't leave the gas station. And I just walked over to the trash that they had thrown out of their window, made direct eye contact with them in their mirror, picked it up and threw it away, and then sanitized my hands before continuing on with, you know, taking the pump nozzle out of the car and all of that stuff. And I've done the same thing with carts and that stuff. There are times when just, I think I would rather do that than be like, hey, fucko, get your shit together.
I mean, to be fair, I would call somebody a fucko just because.
I remember.
James, stop being such a fucko.
Yeah, see? Okay. So, number five is air or...
air.
or compromise. Is your negotiating style more about letting the other person talk themselves out of what they want until it's agreeable to you, dead air, or by providing them... only what you want and slowly working toward compromise.
So let me tell you a story about dating Joe. I don't know if you all know, but my boyfriend's kind of ranty sometimes. And a lot of what I do is if he gets into a rant, I just let him go until he runs himself out. And then I'm like, so do you feel better? Cool. So let me tell you why you're wrong. I'm going to have to go with air. Mm. I just straight up am. And in fact, I do that a decent amount. Not with you guys, because you just, you know, you're wrong all the time. But I love how you're both just nodding your heads. Yeah.
Yep.
But no, I do frequently let people talk through whatever it is, because I feel like, number one, I could feasibly be wrong. I know it doesn't happen a lot, but the possibility exists. So if somebody's talking through something, I might actually pick up on something to where I'm like, oh, hey, didn't know that. Not normally, though. Normally what happens is the other person is talking through it, and then they figure out what their own brain combobulation is around it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they can come to whatever is the best decision for them. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've heard that people who are doing interrogations, or people who are trying to get an honest answer out of their children or things like that, that they will just... If they feel that there's a possibility that the other person is lying, they will just let them talk until they either catch themselves in a lie or they tell the truth, and they will continue spilling more and more in order to satisfy the dead air. Personally, I would much rather just work toward compromise pretty much immediately.
Yeah, I think and honestly, James, I'm going to psychoanalyze you for a second. But I think a part of that is your excessively helpful nature coming out, where you want to help somebody towards a realization. And I think that's where you and I differ in our helpfulness, is I just soundboard for a while until somebody comes to that realization.
There are two ways to interpret what you just said.
You should go with the negative one. I killed James. Oh, God. I told you I could do it from a distance.
After you left, I was like, Salsa, she's going to Scanners us. She's going to she's gonna blow up our heads like in Scanners.
I could hear that as I was leaving.
What was the phrasing on that one again?
The phrasing on that one was, is your negotiating style more about letting the other person talk themselves out of what they want until it's agreeable by providing them no response, dead air? Or is it better to offer them only what you want and slowly work toward compromise?
I guess I don't fully understand the doesn't seem quite like a duality to me, but I'm gonna say with reservation the second.
Okay, you start by stating the things that you need and then make adjustments and agreements between the two of you.
Well, but you said just what I need. And that's kind of the sticking point for me, because I feel like a compromise is both sides.
Yes.
And that's, I feel like you're going 100% with them talking and 100% with me talking. And I feel like I don't know where I would fit in that.
I'm picking one side to initiate the compromise or the other side to initiate the compromise. Do you let them start compromising, or do you start compromising immediately?
I see what you're saying. I immediately start compromising.
I know.
Unless it's something that I hold really, really dear, which isn't that much, to be honest. I'm pretty whatever about most of life. but
usually we know.
Just like you podcast like, with no, you. We're gonna do this, and I'm like, all right.
So that was question number five.
Cool.
It was a fast five.
So was that air or compromise that I landed on? I don't even know.
Compromise.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, in other words, do you give the other person space to start compromising, or do you begin compromising immediately?
Oh, I hold very little precious. I'll cave instantly.
I know some people have said, the same people are like, yes, this is a trick that police officers use in interrogation. They're like, when you go for a job interview or go into contract negotiations, when it comes to naming your salary or your price, you don't say the number first.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah, this is, I was told back in high school, I was told when it says what's your desired salary to put negotiable.
Yeah. But then when you start negotiating.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, definitely let them go first. And I hear all of their reasons for it, and I come up with reasons why they're wrong. Usually sexism, but, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't work. But.
I mean, it's we're talking about money, and that's always gross because, you know, like,
it's capitalism.
Your salary, because people will get butthurt about making more or less money. And it's like, why are we being silly about this?
Salsa, you and I shared an employer who was very much about keeping your income a deep, dark blood secret.
Yep.
And the reason behind it is that they were paying people in the same department doing the same job dollars difference an hour. I found that out.
Yep.
See, I already know, like, because my company is so big, like, it is massively huge, there's, like, process and salary chunks and things like that. So if you're this particular number employee, like this level of employee, you make between this amount and this amount. And I already know that for my level, I am at the bottom of that scale.
Sure.
I'm like, everybody at my level is making more than me because they have to be because numbers.
Yeah.
So,
well, I mean, in my specific case, I know that I was making a lot more money than some of the other people, but that's because I basically had a promotion without the promotion.
Yeah.
You know, my boss wanted to promote me, but that was denied by the company because they were not going to do that. And so they were like, well, you basically have promotion money without the promotion. You know, it was a title change without the title change. So, you know, that was kind of a special case. But
yeah.
But
too many times
you've
had it the opposite way where they're...
That
they just
company
go,
pulled a lot of bullshit, so.
Yeah. I've had it the opposite way where they go, we're going to put you in charge of these big new things, and it's really advancing you and really making a career for you, but your title stays the same, and we're not going to officially mark any of that. And, of course, your pay does not increase because everything
is
frozen right now.
That is why, after they fired me and rehired me, that I demanded the title change.
Fair enough.
Because I actually wanted the title change. That way I could say, yes, I actually did get, and I did advance through this company as opposed to having the same title forever.
Yeah.
So. Fair.
Yep. That is fair. All right.
Who's got something to plug?
Who's got something to unplug?
I'm going to unplug my microphone
before
right now.
Before we do that, before we do the plugging, who's got a shout out?
I want to give a shout out to grocery store workers.
Yes.
Holy fuck. Like I said, I went to two grocery stores and there were just workers all over the place trying to keep up with keeping things stocked, with working registers. Like, oh my God. The poor girl on Sunday when I went grocery shopping was training in.
Oh, no.
Buddy. Oh, she had a partner there working with her, and she was keeping up pretty well. But she's like, "What's this?" And the person's like, "That's a cabbage."
but, as every carny knows.
Well, yes, at least the juggling variety. So, but she was definitely absorbing knowledge and learning, and you could tell like she was super new to this, but man, she swiped our goods real quick. And
nice.
What? Don't. Anyway.
Definitions of swiped.
What? She swiped right on all of my goods. Yeah.
She didn't want to date them? Or
no, I didn't get any dates.
Oh.
She had a date like that.
So anyway, yes, grocery store workers. Oh my God, yeah. You guys. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. And thank you. Not just register people, but like stalkers, fucking people running inventory. Holy
shout out
fuck.
To the stalkers.
Yes. I actually made that joke in a grocery store.
Oh, really?
Over the weekend.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, about stalkers and not stalkers. And like a passerby, because I was with Joe at this point, and a passerby was like, yeah, no, that'd be real creepy. And I'm like, I don't know if you made this creepier or not, but I'm going to laugh anyway. So, yeah, grocery store workers, thank you. Thank you, thank you.
I'm going to give my shout out to teachers.
Oh, yeah.
Because teachers had, here in Minnesota anyway, teachers had 2 days to take their syllabus, which in addition to being a fuck ton of work to put together in front of a class, you also have federal and state regulations that you need to follow at the same time. And they said, you have 2 days to put that online. And they fucking did it. Just did it. Ta-da! And they're still teaching kids right now online, and it's amazing. I can't. That they're yeah. Go you.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, teachers. Thank you.
I wholeheartedly agree with that. I'm also going to say a thank you to all of the places that grant discounts on educational toys, games, craft projects, and everything else, especially now that a lot of kids are at home and need a different way of learning everything. But then also especially those that offer consistent year-round discounts to educators, because a lot of teachers have to pay for their own arts and crafts, for their kids, have to pay for their own materials, have to pay for their own paper, have to pay for their own pencils, have to pay for their own rulers and all of that shit. So to places that have always coupons, infinite coupons for educators, that is my shout out.
Agreed.
Who's got something to plug?
I do have something to plug. I plugged it earlier in the episode, but I am going to plug it again. MNTC Virtual Stage on Facebook. It is a Facebook group for people to post their events, their online streaming events. Go check it out. We do have probably about 6 or 7 different streaming events up for the next few days. So, if you're looking for streaming content, it does exist out there, and that is a place that you can go look for streaming content. Like nice. Live theater streaming content. I just watched Theater of Public Policy. They do have a Patreon page, so I'm going to go give them some money as if I were buying a ticket to their show. Mm. To kind of help keep them going. And we do have a lot of thespians and performers in the area who are trying to To make ends meet, honestly. So that is a place where you can find these people and kind of go watch their stuff and then give them money as if it were a theater ticket to help keep them going through this tricky, tricky time.
Nice.
Yeah, so I have a plug, bitches. Mm. Suck it.
All my shit's getting canceled, yo.
I know. Mm. Have you thought of doing a live stream?
Yes. Am I going to do it? Probably not.
Well, all right.
Oh, I do have something to plug.
Go on.
The Vilification Tennis Show for March is postponed / canceled. Yeah. And while we are deeply disappointed, it has pushed us to look for new avenues of entertaining, including, and we are still hoping to find a way to give our March show to our fans. But then, in the meantime, we are also working on what I believe we are going to call pontification tennis, which is like deep thoughts, but they are insults.
I will be interested to see when that happens.
So yeah, they will be little bite-sized videos with what appear to be philosophical quandaries, but are actually insults.
I like it.
Yeah.
Please let us know when that happens.
Yeah, and we'll be posting that on the Vilification Tennis Facebook page as well. So keep your eyes peeled there.
All right.
Thusly. How?
Keeping my eyes peeled.
Ew.
Right? You asked for it, jerk. So anyway.
I'd probably do it.
You probably would.
True. So anything else?
Bye, I love you, bye.
Well, if there's nothing else, then in that case, thank you so very much for listening to this socially distanced AON podcast. I know it was probably as weird for you to listen as it was for us to record it, but this is the world we live in at the moment. Thank you to James for the Fast Five.
I want that question mark louder and more audible.
Thank you to James for the Fast Five. thank you to everyone for listening. Eat the fucking cake.
Come here, my rubber orangutan. Let me feel your nipples.